Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not on me. This is not on me.
You're right over there.
I'm just saying, this ain't on me. I know what it might feel like and it might seem like, but it ain't on me.
We're not investigating you today?
No, what I'm just saying.
Guilty conscience, I'm just here.
I'm just getting ahead of this because I just know what y'all thinking. These are some good clues. Somebody got it. Somebody already got it.
I have a few people messaging me with the answer, but I'm blown away that no one's got on the phone lines. We'll get back to
everyone. Nobody listens, Joe.
We do have to give away a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. First, though, a little investigation here. We're investigating the Cowboys, and more specifically, Jerry Jones.
You're in the clear today.
Yeah, it's not you.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
All right, so we got some weird stuff going on down in Dallas, as usual.
We had weird stuff going on.
Micah Parsons isn't happy with how the Cowboys are treating Trayvon Diggs. So it sounds like the animosity there between those sides is not going well. So Trayvon Diggs placed on injury reserve over the weekend. Yeah. Parsons thinks they rushed him back. I'm going to read a quote here. Honestly, I feel like they bleeped over my dog over. You know what I mean? He's coming off a catastrophic knee injury. I just didn't think they did right by him. He didn't participate all camp. He's going out there playing week one and two. I just don't think you could do that to a player. He thinks they rushed him back from an injury. Now, they placed him on IR. But, Hugh, this wasn't a re-aggravation of his knee injury. Trayvon Diggs is on the injured reserve because of a concussion that he suffered at home before a Week 7 win over the Panthers. Have you ever got a concussion in your house? Just a question.
Did you just get a concussion right there?
No, because I have some reckless speculation that I could do.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I mean, is he married? First of all, let me ask that.
I'm not sure if Trayvon Diggs is married.
Well, I'm thinking it was some swinging from the chandelier type stuff, and he slipped and fell. Maybe it was some baby oil or something like that was involved in the situation, and he slipped off the top ring rope and hurt himself.
Okay.
That's reckless speculation. Yeah, reckless speculation. If you're at home, he's trying to go back to back. You know, he might try to, you know, make it a little spicy. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, the other part of this that is bizarre is they put him on IR. Usually concussion, you go in the protocol. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can play the next week, maybe not. IR is a minimum of 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, so his IR on the official report says concussion and knee.
Boy, that's a bad injury.
It's weird, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, man, it sounds like you were doing some different activities. And you hurt yourself. Because if I was at home and you slipped and fell.
Yeah.
That's an easy story to tell.
Like you did in the studio the one time.
Yeah, I fall a lot. Boy, I tell you, I got some stories about me falling.
Life alert, Douglas.
We feel it when it happens.
No, but like if it's something simple, that's a simple just explanation.
Yeah, I fell. Slipped.
Sound like he was doing something he had no business doing.
Well, speaking of someone who has no business doing things, who better to chime in? Jerry Jones, when asked about the Trayvon Diggs situation.
How long do you guys expect to have Trayvon Diggs on IR?
Again, I don't know. It depends upon he's got an area that's hurt, and that'll have to heal. And so that'll be as we get into it, and we'll see how it goes. He's just generally got to get in better shape.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the end?
He went all through that. And then
generally
said that the
needs to get in better shape. Jerry calling out a player?
Generally get in better shape to me means you're out of shape.
Also, do you think Jerry knows what part of his body's injured?
No.
He stammered through that one.
Nope.
He's got two. He's got a head and knee injury. It's a weird one. Also, why is Micah Parsons chiming in on this?
I'm assuming he's asked about the Cowboys
every day. And you know what he should say? Hey, man, I don't play for them anymore.
Well, is he still podcasting?
I have to imagine he is, yeah. I mean, why would he stop podcasting? He's a podcaster.
Okay. That answers the question. That's why he's opining on everything.
Well, that's fair. We opine on things.
Exactly
he
right.
opines on things.
But we don't play football either.
Well, no, we do not. You used to.
Yeah, but that was a
But we recklessly time. Speculate on things we have no business recklessly speculating on.
Yeah, he was trying to swing from the chandelier with his wife.
There we go.
We don't even know if he's married.
I don't even know if he's married.
Okay.
But that don't that sound like some stuff that happens when you at home and you go to work and say, hey, I got a concussion. And they ask you, they say, how you get a concussion? And you just kind of look at them.
You know, of all the injuries you can get at home, isn't the concussion the one you could just plead ignorance? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to say?
I guess, you know, in Dallas, they don't know how to think. They don't think that way.
Well, you heard the owner right there. It doesn't sound like he's all with
it. Shape.
Yeah, that we'll keep an eye on that situation. All right, let's get back to the phones. You people coming up in a few minutes. Guys, we have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kates. We're going to be there Thursday doing the show from 10 to 2.
That's I got nice. Fire
this
takes.
This is one of your.
I have fire takes. I can't help but y'all not thinking.
This isn't about your takes.
I know I got
this
fire
takes.
This
has nothing to do with your takes.
No, but I'm saying I can't help but y'all ain't thinking outside the box.
Once again, the teacher blaming the students.
This is one of your worst ever.
I feel the take. No, it's not. It's not on me.
He was 138.
We can't leave until we get the prize away. I'm sorry. The afternoon show is going to have to wait. We can't.
I got to go.
Congratulations.
I got
to place. He's going
to roll. I need to go buy me some bottles of wine.
We are contractually obligated to stay until Hughes Clues is done. Sean in Philadelphia is up on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
Sean, bring it home. Sean,
what do you got for us?
Man, I'm sitting over here just trying to think. The only thing I could come up with is Ric Flair.
Damn it, Sean.
Oh, my goodness.
How old are you? Like, Sean, I'm going to attack you personally, Sean. How old are you?
I'm 44, man.
Damn it, Sean.
We got to know
he's
this.
He's in your wheelhouse.
Come on now.
He's in my wheelhouse? Give me another hint.
No.
Give me another hint.
I gave you like six.
Yeah, I'm lost. No one that holds a 50
years. He's been around a long time. Can we just like give him
you want to give one more clue?
You gotta tell us what type of field he's in.
What you mean what type
no,
of
don't.
Field he's in? No, we
like,
don't have what? To do that. Okay. I'm gonna give you a clue, damn it. And if you don't get it, Sean, I'm gonna wag my finger at you on air.
Okay.
He had an epic fight. With Bruce Lee.
Come on, Sean.
Oh, you talking about Chuck Norris.
Yes, Sean!
100%, man.
Yes!
Damn it, Sean. What the hell?
Wow, this is the first time I ever won anything.
Well, we're happy you won.
Well, you did really win, Sean.
I can see why.
We helped you out. Like, you didn't win nothing.
Why not?
We kind of gave it to you.
He did
Hello?
Win.
He didn't win.
Sean,
Hello.
You did win. Sean, you did.
Hello?
He didn't win.
Hello.
All right, let's put him on hold. This is good. Might be a reason why Sean hasn't won many prizes.
No, that wasn't professional.
Sean, you absolutely won a $50.
We gave it to him.
Sean, we gave you a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's restaurant.
We handed that
and saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be there 10 to 2 this Thursday, October 30th.
And he was about to blow it. He was about to
blow it. No, he did blow it. We just gave it to him.
It was handed to him. I mean, there's just no question about it.
You're lucky because we got other stuff to do. That's why we
I mean, the clock was ticking and we all realized we didn't want to stay past our time. I mean, that's what that was. So you're welcome for that. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right, man. I want to say this about AJ and Bryce and Embiid, right? Mm-hmm. All three of y'all egos is in your way, man. Y'all need to, like, understand where y'all at in y'all life. You dig what I'm saying? Right now, all three of these guys, one can do a repeat, you know what I'm saying? The other two can get a championship between the both of them. If only they get out their own way. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, you know, it's too much of me. Me. That ego is going to be your ultimate destruction for all three of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? What y'all doing is y'all playing team ball. That's what wins. That's what makes you a better person. That's what makes you a team player, and that's what gets you the victories, man. So I need y'all to just get out of y'all own way, man. And the most important thing, in order for y'all to get over all this, y'all have to start taking accountability, man. That's the biggest thing. None of them three has taken any accountability for all the years that they put us through all these disappointments. And, you know, I blame myself for having so much expectation for these guys. You dig what I'm saying?
That's big of you.
Because if they're not ready to do it, then they're not ready to do it. But y'all can do it if y'all get out of y'all own way. And last but not least, I think the Eagles, I don't think they should trade neither one of these guys. Both of these guys contribute. And, you know, we far in the season for AJ. And AJ, just get out of the way, man. Get out of the way and get open, man. That's what Smith do. That's what Dotson do. They get open. They don't talk about it. They be about it, man. So be about what you're talking about, and let's win some games.
Let's go. Let's keep going, Will. We appreciate the phone call. All right, let's grab Bam in Upper Darby, who's up here on WIP. Good afternoon, Bam.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bam?
Bam, what's up?
Well, before I get my sports point, I had to answer too, man. I was telling Cobb that I had to answer. But,
I always believed in you, Bam. You strike me as a Chuck Norris fan.
I am. For Halloween, I dressed up as Walker, Texas Ranger.
I can see that. Now, that's going to be this year, or this is in the past?
This is in the past.
Okay. What are you being this year?
This year, I'm dressing up with like Hugh.
Like who?
Like me.
Hugh.
You being Hugh?
Yeah.
Like wearing his jersey and all that?
I'm flattered by that.
Are you
going
to drive around in an Uber?
And talk bad to people.
Hugh, maybe you should be Bam.
But, Hugh, guess what? Remember I told you I was in Houston a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Yo, the guy in the bathroom was giving me a tell. He said he was you. He sounded just like you and everything.
Is that right? I wasn't in Texas either. I haven't been in Texas in a while.
Yeah.
I have family in Texas, though.
Yeah, you got to go back soon and visit?
But, look, my AJ point,
yeah.
I think they need to trade him. He wants to go to New England so bad, let him go up there. I'd rather let him go up to New England. Because we could do better in the draft, come to draft next year.
Well, if that does seem to, every time his name comes up and every time trade rumors it's always the Pats.
Like the Pats.
Yeah, Bam, we preached the phone. Well, I think it's two things. One, he said he was a fan, right, as a kid. He grew up a Patriots fan. And then second, the Vrabel connection, right? That one.
That was his boy back in when he was in,
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah, and look, of all the possible outcomes, if he's not here, like next season, the next week or next season, New England feels like the one that has the most logic to it, right? They have a young quarterback who's cheap. They could probably afford it. The Vrabel, it certainly makes a whole lot of sense. All right, can we check in with you people here? So they're up to today.
Let's do this.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, the you cannot talk about this police are on out and about on the Twitter poll.
Okay.
Yep. Don't talk about this.
What is the, do you get arrested for it? Does anything happen?
I don't know.
There's a penalty for something.
I do find it interesting that so many people worry about what we're talking about if they're not listening.
Right.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. There have been plenty of conversations that I've maybe like overheard that I decided I wasn't a part of, and I don't butt my head in and say, you can't talk about that.
Yeah. Well,
it's weird.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to talk about it, and the Eagles can put this out. All I need is one statement by Howie saying, we unequivocally will not be trading AJ Brown, and I'll stop. Until then, we're not going to stop.
We don't recklessly speculate.
Mention the dead cap, you half wit. I like Halfwit.
So I think we discussed this with a caller.
Yes.
We discussed that at the beginning of the conversation, and we talked about the potential cap hit.
Okay, I'm going to try to be as...
I just like Halfwit as an insult.
I do. Yeah. I'm going to try to be as calm and as... Let's just lay this out. If you think the Eagles can't trade A.J. Brown because of dead cap space, you don't understand the NFL. You don't understand the Eagles. You don't understand dead cap space. And you don't understand how the league has changed.
You just haven't been paying
attention. Can I put in one more caveat?
Yes.
I like it. Our show does not start when you decide to listen. I mean, so that'll probably help y'all out a whole lot, because it's a pretty good chance that when we are talking about a topic, that you're getting a snippet of that conversation.
I also blame social media for this, or just the internet, because people read things and they believe it's true. I'm telling you, it's not true. They can't trade him because of dead cap. Now, you might say, hey, I need a big return because I don't want to take a dead cap hit, and neither would the Eagles. And I agree with you. But the Eagles once traded away Carson Wentz and took the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history. As we talked about earlier with a caller, the Broncos are paying $50 million this year on their cap, and they're 6-2, by the way, and they beat the Eagles. They're paying Russell Wilson $50 million of their cap to be the Giants' backup. So it's not a detriment. It's just it's like a small hurdle in a trade. It's
not. And the coach took a shot at the quarterback that was on the other squad.
Yeah, that did happen.
Okay. Even the producer is a moron.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Jahan Dotson stinks. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Of all the things that we've said.
You really got people with that,
too. I can't believe that.
Devin was pissed.
I know people really hung on to the Jahan Dotson stuff. I got news for everybody. He does. He's not that good.
He's not. Obviously, he's not that good.
It stinks might have been strong, but that's what I do.
He's a little... He is a little bit more viable than he was last year.
Sure, but that's a very low bar.
I didn't disagree.
I said he's stinks.
You didn't see him moss that guy on whatever corner they had out there on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, maybe if he was open, he wouldn't have to moss the guy.
He did. I did hear him post game say he didn't get much separation in that. Even he knew.
Okay.
Even he knew.
Yep. You know, I've noticed all three of these guys are weird dudes.
You just noticed that?
Yeah.
There's the guy that's probably living in his mom's basement.
Well, why you hit him with that?
I mean look, Hugh, he's probably not wrong.
I mean, okay.
We can be
honest. We're unique.
That one's, we've gotten worse insults.
Yeah. Yes.
Why couldn't you guys just take the bye week off?
We could have, but
deadline's next week.
We wanted to be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited to do it.
Yeah. Kyle, change the conversation or get fired.
I like that one.
Is that Rod's burner? Otherwise, I don't care. And I'm not going to listen to you.
So. Yep.
Yep. I want the mustache gone now.
Well, they're coming after you today. I thought I would get it the most.
The mustache is not going anywhere.
Yeah, you've been rocking the mustache for a good period of time.
Been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to go somewhere because some guy on YouTube said he wants it gone.
That's not a good reason to get rid of a mustache.
Once my girlfriend wants it gone, then we'll start talking. I'm only reading this because this last part, Hugh's not going to handle well.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, wear a hat. The head is too strong.
I can't control the lighting. And I thought about being a hat guy.
I'm a professional.
But I think...
the head is too strong. It's crazy.
I have... You be a professional over there.
I'm surprised. Hugh's handling this a lot better.
So,
than I thought
like,
he would.
I've given some thought to the hat.
Oh yeah.
But it feels like a strong commitment to be a daily hat guy.
Yeah.
And then like if I take a day off, it feels like we're just going to roll this way, and everyone's going to deal with the shine. Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
That's true.
And if you're only, and again, we love the YouTube audience, but there's a wide variety of people that listen in every way. So I'm not going to wear the hat just for the you people. Good. Right? We got a radio audience,
too. We don't do things just to please you people.
We do not.
We just listen and laugh at your comments.
Yes.
Yeah, we do that.
By the way, somebody just pointed this out. Mm-hmm. Did Bam say he watches movies?
Listen, I got to the point where when I just let Bam talk, man, because I'm not, you know, I don't feel like that.
That didn't click for me.
Guys, let Bam cook.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Anyway. Who is co-hosting with Joe today? I guess I didn't recognize you.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it because of the varsity jacket?
I guess it's the hat. Yeah.
The show started?
Yep. I guess because I have a hat on. Yep.
Oh. Well, it could have been the jacket.
It probably could have been the jacket.
Great. Hornet Hugh is here.
Yeah. I mean, you are Delaware State Hornets.
Yeah. I mean, I was wearing the jacket, yeah. I don't think that would cook the way that
No.
It's okay.
Boycott Hugh Douglas.
What I do?
You're getting boycotted, though. That's tough. Hey, Hugh, why don't you call A.J. Brown and say this to his face?
Hey, man, listen. It ain't nobody that worked at the NovaCare complex or anywhere else for that matter, that I won't say it to their face. So that's not a thing.
Also, they don't need you going back down there.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not like that.
And talking to another receiver.
Everything, like, here's the thing.
Because of things you said on the radio, by
no,
the way.
But here's the thing. Unlike you people, I stand on everything that comes out of my mouth. It ain't going to never be a time that I say anything about anybody. Bryce Harper, Joel Embiid, if any one of them cats roll up on me, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, if you're upset, you could be upset. Just don't put your hands on me.
Hugh Douglas cryptically tweeting, does he want out?
What did I cryptic tweet? I don't really cryptic tweet. I tweet.
It was a subtweet.
And I get in trouble for mine.
Yeah.
I'll probably get in trouble for saying what I just said because it sounds adversarial. It didn't mean to sound adversarial.
No.
It was just that, I mean, like, listen, I know when we crack these mics every day, what we talk about, I have to be able to, I can't say something I'm not willing to say in public.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not me trying to be mean or I think I'm a tough guy. That's just how I live my life.
Until we get a public statement. The trade speculation for you will continue.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Recklessly.
Yeah,
good. All right, real quick, got two more. I got a new favorite drop from Positive Kevin.
Thank God for Conklin.
I mean,
we knew you was going to.
Yeah, and once he said that, I knew you were you roll with his side to the very
end. Yeah, I stopped listening to everything else
I get it.
Yep.
I totally did.
Yep. Last one here. Hugh Douglas checks under his bed for T.O. every night.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll let you live with that one.
Let him have that one?
Yeah, I'll let him have it.
Okay.
Because I just came good. Off it as fits. Adversarial, yeah. So I gotta you know I gotta back that
walk
off
that
a little
back.
Bit.
It works with the Chuck Norris trip.
Yeah,
I can't believe Chuck Norris took us 3.5
That's
hours.
That's what I'm
to get
saying.
To. I thought it was. I actually was wondering if it was gonna be like a 10 a.m. or 11:05.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna go quickly.
Those jokes were. They used to be a lot bigger. Like when I was younger,
did we age ourselves?
They still trend on the internet, but I don't think. Yeah, they do. But I just don't think people got them.
All right. That is going to be it for us. We have the afternoon show coming up next. Sixers tonight, Wizards. Embiid's going to play. Are we getting a 4-0 tonight? I think so.
How much is Joel Embiid playing?
It doesn't really matter.
Well, I think you do. Yeah.
Wizards are a terrible team. I want to get to 4-0 tonight. Game 4 of the World Series. Just, you know, the guy that was on base 9 times last night is going to start the game for the Dodgers. Should be a fun night. You guys have a good day. We'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.